Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and recently I've been seeing way more wildlife near the valley bottom, especially on our roadways and on the shoulders of the road. Things like coyote, elk, deer, bighorn sheep, you name it. I reached out to Tyler from WildSmart, and he explained why we're seeing more wildlife.
It is the time of year that animals start moving down more so into the valley bottom, particularly once we get those first initial few snowfalls. Animals start to realize it's harder to move up on the slopes, up in the alpine and the subalpine particularly. The food sources start to get covered up quickly. There's more snow accumulation up there. And a lot of this tends to drive particularly the prey species, smaller things like elk and deer, further down into the valley bottoms. That does mean in the wintertime that predators are going to start following that prey down into the valley bottoms as well. That's why at this time of year we tend to see more cougar sightings as they follow those prey down into the valley bottoms. So not unnatural to see the animals down near the roads, but of course, because all of our roads are so heavily concentrated in the valley bottom, we're probably going to start seeing more wildlife along them.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need to be more vigilant as we're driving in the Bow Valley.
And that's a big one now, especially as the light starts to fade a little earlier in the evening. People are driving home from work. Even then, it's starting to get a little darker. We have to keep our eyes open and know that the valley bottom's starting to get more crowded, and we do need to take on that responsibility to be extra vigilant, even when we're in our cars.
What are some other things we should be watching out for in terms of wildlife in the Bow Valley this time of year?
Yeah. Well, another big thing that we're always talking about, of course, is attractant management. It is that time of year. Some of the bears are starting to move up into elevation to start finding denning sites. That's mostly younger and female bears, but big male grizzly bears could still be out for another month, even longer, if they still feel they can find food. So reminding people to make sure that we're not supplying them with food. Even though our bylaw says they can go back out, maybe you want to wait a couple more weeks to place those bird feeders out in your backyards, and always just watching for garbage, dirty barbecues, dog food, anything that could be bringing animals into your yard.
Well, thanks, Tyler, for those tips on being wild smart, if you will, in the Bow Valley.